Best-selling author of thrillers, romance, and young adult novels. It's showing how much he values independent bookstores. James Patterson has pledged to give away $1 million to booksellers around the country, most of which are under pressure from competitors like Amazon and eBooks. This morning, James Patterson is announcing the names of the dozens of booksellers who are getting the grants in the first round of his big giveaway. He joined us to talk about it from our studio in New York. Good morning.
Hi.
Now, your books sell big everywhere. You're even in Costco. So you don't depend on smaller bookstores. What moved you to give away so much of your own money?
Well, I think one of the booksellers actually said it best when he said that this is really going to help our store, but even more importantly, it's shining a light on the situation. And that's the bigger thing here, because we're in a juncture right now where bookstores, as we have known them, are at risk. Libraries, as we've known them, are at risk. Publishers are at risk. American literature is at risk, as we've known it. And kids, getting kids reading is at risk.
Each store will get, by itself, a few thousand dollars.
And, well, you know, up not to enough 15,000.
Probably not enough to keep it afloat if it's in real trouble. But what do you hope they'll be doing with the money?
Whatever they want to do with the money. And it ranges from Andover Bookstore, where the son and daughter wrote, And their father hadn't had a raise since 1988, so that was a piece of it. Children's bookstore in Baltimore, they give books to schools, and they want the kids to be able to keep the books. Book Passage out in California, we'll do more book fairs with it. Little Shop of Stories down in Decatur, Georgia, they're buying a bookmobile. So it's a lot of cool stuff. And more than anything else, we do a lot of things with the troops, too, sending books over there. And they just like to know that somebody is paying attention. Somebody cares. Somebody's listening. Somebody's aware of their situation. And that's a big thing. I mean, the psychological piece of this is huge.
Okay. And then there's more to come after this group.
Yeah. And the news is the big thing. I mean, that's the other thing, just shining the light on what's going on here. I mean, that the government has stepped in to help banks and automobiles, anything where money is concerned. But nobody seems to care about our books and our bookstores. And I'm telling you, American literature is in some jeopardy.
Thank you so much for talking to us about this.
Thank you.
That's author James Patterson.